road here, but if the looks like here, they're going to die at the punting team.
And now by 27, with 6 minutes remaining in the third quarter, still 18 minutes to play. But we have not stopped them on their last three drives. Another good punt from Oleski, just brought in at the 37-yard line. And there is Bailey Iden already just timing it absolutely perfectly and dropping Jacob Grigg on the spot for no return. They're going to say he's down at the 36-yard line. And if you ever have a tackle on special teams to fire up your defense, that would be it.
Absolutely. And another great punt by Ryan Oleski. So, again, can't blame him there. He's been probably the wrong bright spot on special teams. Ryan Oleski giving it a good boot and obviously with a hustle play by Bailey Iden to make that nice hit, maybe to rejuvenate his defense a little bit.
That excellent another punt. Giving it all back to Novell at the right of the 36-yard line. There are 5 minutes, 50 seconds left in the third quarter. Trips to the right, one to the left. Louis is in the shotgun. Rolling to his right, looking to pass. Throws it down, and this one's actually tipped by Ryan Oleski. And this one goes incomplete. A nice, defensive play from Ryan Oleski, the man who does it all. Dave, I think he does it.
I certainly think he might, Clark. And again, you're absolutely right. A heads up play. The quarterback rolls out of the pocket, and might add, he rolls to his right. So he's got an opportunity to throw the football down the field. He buys himself some time. Ryan Oleski breaks from his receiver to come up and provide pressure on the quarterback. The quarterback delivers it, and Ryan Oleski isn't going to get there for the sack, so he gets the hands up and deflects the ball and bats it right down to the ground. Incomplete pass, and again, a nice play by Ryan Oleski.
Two men in the backfield with Louis. It's a handoff to Kalagowski, and he's out too close to the first down marker as he crossed the 45-yard line to the 46. It looks like from our angle, it's right in front of him.
Tricky shot. I told you Ryan Oleski made the tackle. It was three shots.
At all.
Okay.
That is an 8th tackle of the night, and he has 2 tackles for a loss on top of that. And runs his pass, and doesn't he have an interception as well?
No, that was McVay.
No, that was McVay. All right, so he spun the ball a little bit at least. And it is enough for a first down, 10-yard gain for Kalagowski, and moves the chains for Novell at their own 46-yard line. Novell leads 27-0 over Bad Axe in the third quarter. We're already halfway through the third. Running back situation in high school football is 35 points. Looking back to pass, right in midfield, going into double coverage. This one intercepted by number 26. That is later, and he's still on his feet at the 40-yard line, and finally brought down by a whole slew of white jerseys right at the 40-yard line, the far sideline. And the number 60 with the tackle, that's Matthew Sullivan. The flag did fly to the same. He picked it up and said there is no flag on the play, and this interception will stay.
We had an inadvertent whistle last week. We got an inadvertent flag today, so always something, Clark. But a nice play here by Ryan Wainer. Thank you, sir.
So no penalty on the play. Bad Axe has the ball at their own 40-yard line and 60-yard field to work with 5-0-2 before the end of the third quarter.
Jacob Ruby getting a little greedy here, biting off more than he could chew as he fires it downfield, showing off the arm strength. But this time, and one of the few times all night, Bad Axe had it red. And there was double coverage that time. Jared Subject playing center field. Matt McVay was the deep man. He did not get beat that time. He took away the deep part. Ryan Wainer running stride for stride with the receiver. He jumps up and takes the ball away and out of the air and brings back a nice little return here to get Bad Axe to the
field. It's a handoff up the middle to Ryan Oleski down across the 45 to the 46-yard line.
Actually, Clark, that's number 13 on the carry. Matt Gorkowski getting in on the action.
Okay, Matt Gorkowski's first carry on the night. And it's a long down the night for the running back, so Bad Axe at 6 yards. Second down and a long four to go. Two men in the backfield with McVay in the shotgun, one on either side. Two wide to the left, one to the right.
And Bad Axe got to do a little something different here to keep the pressure off McVay and Oleski.
Real high stand. McVay has to jump up for it. And he's brought down way back at the 36-yard line. As Kivala for Novell brings down for the sack, and it's going to be a loss roughly 7, maybe even 8 yards, third down, 13 to go.
Yeah, there's one of those bad snaps again, and this time it was over the head of McVay, and he literally had to run backwards to pick up that football and just go down because the pressure was there. Those bad snaps have been there all night, but this time it was too bad, where it was way over the head of McVay, and a big loss after a nice game on first down.
That X can't seem to get a drive going. Their last three drives and the results in punts, which takes us back to the first half. When they get in trouble again, scrambles out of this, has a receiver wide open. Ryan Lusky brings it in just shy of the first down marker at the 48-yard line. It's an 11-yard reception for Ryan Lusky. No prompts of Ben McVay to gain that pass off with three defenders all over him. He's shy of the first down marker by 2 yards. Fourth down, but manageable.
But that time, Clark, McVay rolled to his left. He rolls to his left. He buys the receiver some time. And in this case, Ryan Lusky chips the defensive end and then just turns around and shows his number to the quarterback. He lobs it to him, gets it to him, and Husky turns up field with one man away from getting the first down.
And that X trying going for the hard count on the fourth and two, and they get Novelis to bite on the hard count. And we have an offside concussion against Eddie Novell. And this will put Bad X into the territory, and it's more money on first down, and they don't even need to snap it on fourth down.
Yeah, Bad X tried that earlier, and it didn't work this time. This time, a little less obvious situation. Novell not ready for it. Kind of forgot about it. I know I did. And it worked to a T. There was more than one Novell defensive lineman that jumped off sides, probably three of them. So a cheap first down for the Hatchets and a smart first down to get them a fresh set. Now, here we go again.
Another high snap goes over the head of McVay. He has two catches all over to him. And he seems to enjoy the 34-yard line of his own territory as he's brought down 50. As number 58, Ian Flores from Novell brings him down. And Bennett's having a little trouble with their snaps, and he's right over the head of Ben McVay.
Yeah, and as I pointed out to you earlier, Clark, there's been a lot of them that have been high snaps where he's able to reach over his head to bring him down. And again, that's the second one in about 4 plays that it wouldn't matter who was quarterback. It would have been over their heads as well. And he picks it up and tries to make the play, but instead, just runs backwards for a big loss and a second and quite a ways for the first down.
Second down the country mile. The first down marker is at Johnson Road. Ben McVay hits it off to Ryan Lusky. Breaks free of his first two tackles and his shoestring tackles at the 39-yard line.
That's an 8-yard
at 33. Alexander Rowe, and after the tackle, we had a late hit come in. And this will be an easy personal foul called against Zane Novell. Hunter Grigg was late to the party and made him pay for it.
Yeah, and he knew it too, Clark. He was, as the running back, Halefsky, was already to the ground. And Hunter Grigg, it wasn't a cheap shot, so to speak, but he knew he was trying to hold himself up not to hit him. But pretty obvious as the official hits him with a 15-yard penalty.
So it'll be from the spot of the foul, which is at the 40-yard line. This will put them out to the 45-yard line of Novell. The first down marker is at Novell's 37-yard line. Third down, 8 yards to go. First down marker at the Novell 37-yard line. That is the Novell 45. Two wide each way, McVay in the shotgun under Halefsky to his left.
Well, that penalty negates a lot of the big loss that happened on first down. Now, again, just Bad X a reasonable opportunity at 3rd and 8 to get a first down.
And they, I do believe now they would have to be in 4th down territory no matter where they are.
Well, I would think so, unless there's a big loss here on this play.
McVay, back to pass, is in trouble, and is run down for the sack of the 45-yard line. by number 10, Blake Drumhiller, defensive back, or linebacker, excuse me, for Novell, for yet another loss, and now brings up a fourth and very long for Maddox.
Yeah, yeah, now you're back in a fourth and very long situation. You almost have to bring out the punting unit, because if you don't get a first down here, Clark, you just give Novell that much better of field position.